Hey, everybody, Rob Patrick here for yet another episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, the improv comedy show made up in the moment and out of thin air. We have our cast sitting here ready to go. We are going to kick it off with our first game. This is a game called Genre. I am going to give our players a scene, and then I will randomly pause them during the scene and give them new movie genre type
that they will continue the scene in.
Our players are going to be Jason, Matt, and Becky. We're going to start as a normal scene, and Matt is asking Jason for permission to marry Jason's daughter. And when you're ready.
Sir, I wanted to talk to you about something that's kind of a big deal. As you know, I've been dating your daughter for some time, and I'm just smitten with her, sir. I was wondering if I might ask for her hand in marriage.
Yeah, if you could go ahead and give me that 5/16 socket real quick too, that we could get onto your thing.
5/16.
It's that one.
That's a Phillips head screwdriver. No. The hell are you saying about asking about something?
Well, sir, I was just
pause. Western.
As I was saying, I've become mighty taken with your fine daughter here. And I was wondering if you'd let me marry her.
You think I would let some sniveling little sissy boy that can't even shoe a horse, let alone give me the right size shoeing hammer, anywhere near my daughter?
Paul, he can ride a horse.
I can't.
Maybe you two are perfect for each other. Dumb as a bundle of tumbleweeds, I tell you what.
Now, sir, I take exception to that.
You can't spell exception.
Sir, I believe...
Noir.
Sir, I believe if you give me a couple tries, I'd probably get it pretty easily.
Boy, the cap on this here whiskey bottle is smarter than you're ever gonna be.
He was right. I am dumber than the cap of a whiskey bottle. But I was in love with his daughter. I had to take another shot. Sir... Quite frankly, your daughter really makes my jitterbug ablaze.
Now, Emily, what do you have to say for yourself with this sucker of a man over here saying he wants to marry you?
I love
Hold on
him,
a minute,
Daddy.
Darling. Men are talking.
Sure.
Pause. Sci-fi.
Spacemen are talking. But seeing as it's the future, you should probably speak as well.
Thank you. Now, Dad, you know I'm half alien. And most guys aren't into that. But this guy is. He's my only option. Come on.
I don't know if the implications of that statement are something he needs to... Sir, I didn't come here just to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. I came to tell you that by the laws of Kragnar 3, I can duel you for her if you do not accept this proposal.
You woke me out of my goddamn cryopod for this.
We'll call that one there. Well done, guys and lady. Well done indeed.
Those are the rules of Kragnar.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. Women in the future get to talk.
But in noir, they can be silenced and controlled with just a light grip on the wrist.
Our next game is going to be a game called Book 'em. Jason is our perp. He's been arrested for something, but he doesn't know what his crime has been. John and Becky are the police officers who, maybe through their lines of questioning, will clue Jason in as to the heinous crime that he has committed. Officers, the perp is yours.
All right, sir. You know why you're here.
Exposure again.
No. Mm-mm. Have a seat. Why don't you? Have a seat.
Hold on. Let me flip it upside down.
You know, if this was the olden days, they would have thrown the book at you and closed the door.
It's about the thing with my pee-pee in the library?
You know, pee-pee is a big deal, I would
pee-pee
say.
Pee-pee is a big deal, yeah.
Thank you.
Sir, are you married?
Married to my hobby.
Okay. I assumed so, because if you were married, this would not have been an issue. Pretty sure you would not be arrested right now.
I don't know about that one, because there are a lot of men, married men out there, who would do the same thing, and they would be equally, if not more, in trouble.
Okay, but I mean, I had consent from the librarian. Like, we agreed that this is what we were going to do.
This has nothing to do with the library, sir.
Shit.
Sir, have you ever sat on a cold slab of stone with your bare ass?
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, you like. You like that? You like doing that?
I mean, amongst other things, sure.
You're very proud of what you did.
Typically. I got nothing to hide. No shame.
What if a child would have come in after you and fallen in?
I mean, raise them right.
What if a pet had come in?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. I mean, look, when I urinate all over the interior of a public restroom, I don't really consider who's going to be coming in after or who was there before. Dog, man, woman, child, whatever.
Rude.
It's just chafes my backside.
I mean,
Jason.
He's the last of the toilet paper.
Right there.
Yeah, think about what married men might get in trouble.
You're on the cusp.
The wife even the toilet work. Seat up. two more rounds. I was there. It was chewed up.
Savage. How terrible.
It's not that you urinated all over the bathroom. It's that you left the goddamn seat up afterwards.
Exactly. I mean, right, yeah.
If the seat was down and you peed everywhere like a sprinkler, it'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, no problem.
The seat's down.
Our next game is a game we call Alternate Movie Lines. Our players are going to raise hands and chime in with their take on lines that didn't quite make the cut in the movies that they are representing. And in this one, we're going to do a topic of romantic comedies. So players, when you have a line that you think maybe was tried in a romantic comedy, but somehow ended up on the floor, raise hand, chime in. Matt.
I'm saying I can't sleep without you. I'm sleepless in Seattle.
Becky.
You had me at was that?
John.
You had me at, wait, go back. I have to remember.
James.
I know I've been asleep or in a coma for 6 months, but were you always this fugly?
Jason?
Et tu, Brute? Well, what did you mean by romantic? What?
That.
I'm sorry, my cat's being bad. It just left my brain for a second. Sorry. I'm gonna go.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Great one, Ty. From that romantic movie Sleepwalkers.
I know I've been in this coma for so long, but was your mom always this hot?
James?
All right. Help. All right. I'm stuck. All right. Can't stop.
I don't know what she's having, but I would like to report this diner for indecent exposure.
Jason?
Thank you, James, for setting this one up.
All right.
You know the thing I like about retirement homes? The older I get, the older they get.
And we'll round it off with Ty.
We're going to need a bigger love boat.
Nice. Well done, sir. Surprised nobody offered to eat a peach for hours.
Oh, not a romance.
It's a romance?
We are going to move on to our next game called Mr. President. In this game, our president, Ty, is newly elected and has some questions for agents John, Matt, and James about some secrets that he would like to know answers to now being the president. Mr. President, the podium is yours.
Thank you, gentlemen. I've just been sworn in and looking over these notes left by the previous president, I've got one question. What is this about dogs and cats? Dogs always having been cats, and cats have actually always been dogs this whole time.
Well, Mr. President. Okay, can we tell him about that? Yeah. Okay.
We're here.
So yeah. The dogs and the cats. There was a. How do we put this?
An accordance.
There was an accordance between them, and there was a coupling, I guess, where. Some of the cats became dogs. Some of the dogs became cats. It's kind of a communal thing.
One cat became a ferret. We don't discuss that one.
That's right. I forgot about that guy.
This
Jim,
is not
that
purely,
was Jim.
This is not purely an etymological incident, sir. This is not just a case of names. This is stemming from the original cat dog, sir.
Do you know how long it took FDR to sew those two together?
Not sure.
Years.
Sure, I want to.
You don't, sir.
Okay. So, this other note, I'm a little perplexed. Urinals were not actually made for humans.
Well, sir. We've, over the years, borrowed alien technology. And as a result of that, some things came to be convenient that weren't necessarily intended for us.
Now, if I can chime in here, what my cohort here is trying to explain is that the standing urinal the orifice, the place in which we do what we do, It's made for what we do. The issue is the urinal cake.
Mm-hmm.
See, that is the technology. That was not made for us. It always smells so clean, crisp.
And it's really fun to try and pee right through it, sir.
And the research behind it, so yeah.
Fun fact, they're delicious.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Guess,
if you could find them in the wild.
Oh.
Some of okay. them have been used to make gummy bears.
Let's not. Okay, we're gonna put that one aside. All right, so this one is one that's always been, I've got to ask. How come we have to blow into the Nintendo cartridge to get that to work after so many years?
It really likes it.
Oh, yeah.
Like some of them are lots.
Some of them are sentient. We don't know which ones, but there are a number of them that are sentient.
Again, sir, this comes down to an alien technology thing.
Oh no.
Have you ever flipped your PlayStation upside down to get the disc to work?
Yes.
It hates that. Just keep blowing your Nintendo.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I think I can.
And it does help if you talk to it a little bit.
Right.
And ironically, the first time that appeared in the Bible, Genesis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a new Bible for you, sir.
Oh, what? Okay.
This is the real Bible.
There's the one that we've been, it's not a, explain.
It's an abridged version.
It was longer?
Much longer.
Thicker.
What was cut out?
I mean, we don't know it's ancient, not Sumerian, something similar.
We're not actually clearance enough to read it, sir. Only you are allowed to read it.
And before you can get up to the Oval Office, you're obligated to start at page one.
Yeah. We just know the Nintendo thing as a way to transition you into... There are things that we know from like the early part that we can use to transition you into this conversation.
The Church of Tendo.
As you know, as an established politician, it's very important that you all remember, I don't like to read. So,
sir, you'll probably have a much better time if first you blow some bad dudes.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to leave that as the button on that one.
Sentient funnel cake aliens, or the toilet cake aliens that like to get peed on.
Funnel cakes.
Don't you besmirch urinal cakes? Wild caught because farm raised urinal cakes taste terrible.
Free range.
And that sound, good listeners, means we are coming up on our final game of the evening. This is a game called Cutting Room Floor. Matt, Ty, and James are going to recreate a scene from a movie that didn't make it into the final theatrical cut. James is Jigsaw. And the two other players are players that are caught in one of his trap rooms. Take it away.
Where are we?
Hey, there's a little tape recorder over here. I'm gonna hit play on it.
Michael, Bruce, you two have lived a life of debaucherous natures. You two have found yourself frolicking so often. Do you feel that frolicking is a good thing to do? Do you feel that the rest of the people in town wish to watch you frolic?
I mean, as a priest, I...
So, I ask you this. What will you do to frolic again? If you look to your left, you'll see an entire rope of nerd rope.
Oh, I like that.
To your right, you'll see an entire chain of Kit Kats.
This is a win-win.
In front of you, you will see 1,000 poisonous daggers pointed at your chest.
Okay, this could go either way.
Go out with Corbon.
The left, the right, or in front. Wait, wait. Is that all we have? Nerd rope and Kit Kats? What? Who the hell came up with this thing? They're going to pick the candy.
It's hard to edit the tape.
Why would you pick the candy when the daggers are right there?
Maybe it's a trick.
Maybe is this like an escape room?
Like, why are we trying to stop them from frolicking? What does that even mean?
Do you want to fast forward a little bit of that tape?
Okay, I'm just gonna. Okay.
This is why we got a divorce.
Oh,
he's going through it.
Yeah, Jigsaw trapped in a trap of his own making, apparently. Oh, well done. Well, as we have been recording this episode, we have been running all of the audio through our supercomputer 5000, and we are going to see who the computer set. Oh. Our winner this evening, Matt.
I demand a recount.
Matt, but you won, sir. You get the whole candy factory, Matt.
Oh my god!
Matt, for winning, you get to start us off with where people can find you, or you can give us some words of wisdom and things you would like people to care about.
I cannot be found. I'm not very active on social media, so even if you find me, it's not going to matter. What I would like to say is support your local arts and community, and hot take for today, the roast pork is better than the cheesesteak.
Oh.
Interesting take. John?
I don't know how to follow that one up. I'm just going to say acpnet.net.
Fair. Ty?
Jigsaw was Wonka the whole time. On YouTube at High Anxiety, and you can find me on Twitch at High Anxiety Media, and I want that movie.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. Jason.
Doing a lot of weird shit in bathrooms.
Oh, we know.
But JPollardVO.com, and I'll probably stream it on twitch.tv/welladjustedgamer.
Hi.
Becky.
I am here, and I am also on ACX. Look up my name, and I will narrate your audiobook.
James?
Hi. I have nothing actively going on except all of the socials at Rev Voice, but by the time you hear this, I probably will.
And I've been your host, Rob Patrick. You can find out more about me and all the rest of our cast over at IGOV.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. It also has all the links for our social media platforms. You can go follow us on our socials and go follow and subscribe and like to our YouTube so you get notified when we drop new episodes so you can go listen to them right away. Folks, thanks for listening. We will catch you all next time.
Bye!
Hasta luego. Make your choice.
Hasta luego.
Ask the lasagna, don't get any on you.